What's going on, everybody? Welcome to episode one of Aspire the Podcast, brought to you by Verge Inc. Listen, I'm not really even important. I'm sitting down with the man himself from Verge Inc. We're going to talk about a lot of things with this podcast. The idea is to bring y'all into what Verge does, what the Aspire program is, and how this company, this business, and this brand is actually changing the face and the shape of Cleveland as a whole through workforce development and other programs, things that we got going on around here. So with that being said, I'm Watts. And we sitting here with the man himself. Please introduce yourself to the people.
Sean Woods, president of Verge.
Fantastic. See, so please, I mean, just give them a little bit about yourself, some background on you before we get into the company.
All right. Born and raised Cleveland, Ohio. Grew up in the Huff area.
For sure.
84th and Wade Park. Went to the College of Worcester locally. It's about an hour away from Cleveland. And then left school and then came and tried to figure out what to do with my life. And so stumbled on workforce development, found out I had a talent at it, and we've been rocking and rolling ever since.
I mean, well, where in that journey for you did you find workforce development? And I feel like that's not like one of the like dream jobs that the
absolutely
that the teenagers.
Right, absolutely. Right. I think I got a job for a company called Cornucopia Incorporated.
Okay.
I worked with people with developmental handicaps.
Okay.
Helping them find jobs and get acclimated to the workforce. My responsibility was to work with the Cleveland Public Schools. They had a special education program within them, that their walls, and help people who were in a part of special education classes find work in supermarkets.
Gotcha.
So it was a supermarket skills training program, if you will. And so I had to not only recruit some of the young people in the Cleveland Public School System, also get them trained on how to work and then get them placed. And realize that I can figure this out. And that applied to kind of the futuristic, me working for a company called Ross Innovative Employment Solutions. We help people find jobs and all that kind of stuff. And working with Hawani and Associates, job placement again. Finally decided to go out on my own and do it.
Got you. So is that what you would say inspired the inception of Verge?
Absolutely, yeah. I worked with my business partner at Ross. We worked together there for about 4 years together. But I also have my own company called Successful Employment Services, which I did job placement on the side in addition to working for Ross. And at some point, Ross was leaving Cleveland. They wanted to send me to Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I was like, no, sir.
I'm out of here.
And they wanted to send Lisa to Philadelphia. And so we decided to go out on our own and create Verge.
Got you. So how long has Verge been a company?
Since 2008.
That's crazy.
2008, we've been around.
2008, I already know, but between then and now, I know y'all got thousands of people in the bag.
We
that
have
y'all
worked with and helped place over 4,500 people to this point. Each program every year, we probably would serve somewhere between 300 and 600 people. We did summer youth employment programs back in 2009, 2010. Just those two programs alone served about 2,200 people. We've been around for a while. We're kind of behind the scenes, but we get things done within Cuyahoga County.
Yeah, for sure. With a definitely a specific pocket of people, which is an important thing. So I know that right now, y'all are running the Aspire program, and that's a 6-week program for people who don't know. How exactly? Are y'all tailoring that 6-week program to make it work and beneficial, especially towards the interests of these people that y'all serving?
So the population is 18-year-olds to 24-year-olds in Cuyahoga County. Kind of the forgotten population.
Yeah.
Not a lot of dollars being spent trying to help them figure out life, trying to help them get connected to post-secondary education, trades, anything that's going to help solidify their futures, right?
Right.
If they don't go to college and they just decide to stay home, it's like go work somewhere for $15 an hour, go to Amazon, and 5 years later, you're still in the same place trying to figure out what your life is.
Yeah.
Right? So Aspire was our concept of it is to really try to tap into you trying to figure out what you might want to do, at least have to have exposure to different things that you have interest in. It's very easy for me to approach an employer and say, you know, Mark wants to do podcast design and podcast engineering and podcast information and all that kind of stuff. It's easy for me to say, okay, I have an employer you can go work for 6 weeks, learn about it, see if you have a real interest in it, get paid to do it,
right?
And at least you have an opportunity to be exposed to what it is you want to do. And that's the right. most important thing.
Yeah, 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 for sure. And I feel like that may be a unique thing. And I kind of want to jump around with some of my thoughts. Like, with all that said, like, I know that there's some other programs that do similar work to y'all. What is the thing that does differentiate y'all and make Verge and the Aspire program stand out amongst the pack?
Gotcha. Right now, in Cuyahoga County, there are probably 8 to 10 workforce development companies that do contract work in different grants, different pools of money for the county.
That seems like really not a lot.
Yeah, but it is. A lot of them are bigger companies.
Okay.
You know, like national brands, Catholic Charities, Tours Employments, and all those types of places.
Got you.
We're more like a boutique
for
workforce
sure.
development agency because of how we do things. And we consistently outperform everyone else. Why? I would go simply because of our approach. Relentless. We don't stop. We give you energy.
For sure.
You can use ours. We're qualified. We're experts in the field. We know how to make connections with employers. But more importantly, a lot of the people that we serve in Cuyahoga County come from the neighborhoods that we grew up in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? There's a familiarity there. There's a trust that's built because of how we do things, how we communicate. Very direct, very truthful, always respectful, and always caring. Right?
For sure.
You're going to get the information you need. You're going to get it done. When we say we're going to do something, we get it done. When we say we're going to get it done, you can count on us. So ultimately, it allows people to come into our programs and say, wow, you know what? I can trust them that they're going to do what they're supposed to do. And it gives me the energy to go out and try to perform. We try to control as much of the process as possible. We're helping people find work. What I mean by that is getting you prepared for the moment on one end, building a relationship with the employer on the other end, and helping you come together. And that's the most important part is I can ask an employer, what are some important traits that you want in an employee? I can take those traits and then give you the cheat sheet on exactly what they want you to say. And I can also tell an employer about you, how you do everything that we've asked you to do, how your smile lights up a room, how solid of a person you are, and they can look at that for you when you walk through, when they look for those traits. So that way we can control the match.
For sure, for sure. Yeah. Definitely, I mean, it's cool to be able to have a company that can come in and play the middle, fast forward the process, kind of help somebody avoid the bumps in the road that are kind of inevitable, but it's like, let us help you get there. So, I mean, I understand that there's that. And then I would ask what other type of mentorship or direct hands-on activity do these, you know, these youth get when they are working with y'all?
So with the Aspire program, the whole goal is to get them to figure out what they aspire to do. You have young people who are trying to figure it out right now. There are great opportunities everywhere, however. There's always post-secondary education, college, or trades. There's also other avenues to go in, and machining and all these demand occupations. Our goal is to see them through that process of talking it through, figuring out what they like, what's important to them, being there for them through the connection point to the internship or the job for the 6-week period. But more importantly, when it's done, figuring out their place in the world of work and helping them get connected to whether it be post-secondary education or another job. So we like to think that whenever you come to Verge, you're part of the family. As long as our doors are open, you can always come and get help. Where it could be a cover letter written. It can be your resume updated. You got a second resume because you're going after a different field. Whatever it might be, we always will be there to help you, assist you in that process. From now on, and like I said, until the doors are, as long as our doors are open, your family.
For sure. So in doing this now for a while, having a decade plus in the game, what have been some of the biggest challenges that y'all have faced as a company trying to do this work?
That's a great question. You know, when I look back at it, I think our contract with the county always provides us with people to work with, right? This Aspire program has been challenging because there's no referral process. We have to go and grassroots recruit. And there's a lot of differences between 2009, 2010, and 2024.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? The way we connect with the young people has changed. How we recruit, the social media, the marketing aspect has changed. We literally put an ad on the radio, and our doors are being blown down with people trying to get into the program.
Right.
Now we got to try to convince folks to come and join, right, and to show the value propositions of why this would be a good look for you.
Right.
And I'll say it again, you know, if you're a young person, 18 and 24, and you're trying to figure it out, you don't know what you want to do. You might want entrepreneurship. You might want to do something else. You don't know which field you really like. It's a program for you, right? So the challenge has been more around recruiting, and trying to get connected with a new world, if you will, post-COVID world, right?
Yeah.
But the great things about it is so many opportunities. Companies are hiring. Companies need solid employees. And our responsibility is to help get them prepared for those moments so they're able to go and attack those jobs and get them.
Right.
So ultimately, in big picture, challenges have always been just trying to build relationships with our clients and making sure that they understand who we are as an organization and trust in our vision, create vision for them, create opportunities for them. Those are things that we've always repeatedly met those challenges without fail. And that's been the best thing about it. You know, we're able to produce consistently.
For sure. So, again, I get to be a little bit on the inside. We know that everybody wants to have their own thing, be their own boss,
right?
You know, create their own thing, blaze their own trail. There's nothing wrong with that. Does everybody know where to start? Not so much.
Right.
So for somebody who may be in that headspace and they think of workforce development or they think of a company like Verge or like a program like Aspire, if their goal is to ultimately own their own thing, they may think that this is not the program for them.
Right.
So then the question is, are they correct in that assumption? And if not, why?
Yeah, I don't think so. If you had 10 people who wanted to start a business and said, I want to be an entrepreneur, I want to have my own, The reality is not all 10 of them will have either goods or services or skills that they will be able to sell or monetize, right? They, especially the young group of people that we're targeting, 18 and 24, they're trying to develop those skills.
Right.
That they can eventually market and or capitalize on as an entrepreneur, right? So at this point in time, what we're trying to do is to stimulate that, give you an idea of what entrepreneurship really means, what starting your own business entails, give you actually a couple of workshops to kind of work through that and to see if it's still for you. And if you're convinced that, yeah, I really want to work for myself, then we can help connect you with an employer that might, that you can shadow, mirror, learn from for 6 weeks to at least give you an idea of holistically what it means to be in that business.
Right.
So I always look at it, it can't hurt at all. If anything, it would help young people try to develop the foundational pieces to be an entrepreneur.
Right. Because I just know that, for example, I've been in a job before that I know I didn't want to stay in. And so the opportunity has come up for a promotion or, you know, do you want to go into management? And I feel like back in that day, when I was in that age range, I felt like that's one more step towards being here permanent. I don't want to do that. You know what I mean? So I feel like having something like this, a 6 week opportunity, it's a thing where you may step into this place. It may work out for you so well that they want to keep you and you may want to stay. But you do get the advantage of being paid to be able to, like you said, shadow, mirror, see how that business operates, how that kind of business could work so that you can get some foundational building blocks to be able to do your own thing.
Absolutely.
And that's something you typically, if you want to get, you got to do that for free. You gotta just go follow behind somebody and carry their bag and get their coffee, and it ain't paying you nothing.
Exactly. We have so much flexibility with Aspire. If you come into the program and we have a conversation about what you want to do, where you see yourself working, the type of work that you have a curiosity about, we can really customize a process for you to get there. You can pick an employer. We can call them together. Offer your services. We can pay you while you're learning. We just have a ton of flexibility. There's a nice pool of money of about $700,000 there to just let young people explore and learn and get paid while doing it.
And that's a major shot. And it's one of those things that, I mean, to my knowledge, wasn't around when I was in that age range. But for the ones that have that opportunity right now, it's like, I feel like you'd be crazy not to.
Yeah. You know, it was there. Like I said, 2009, 2010. I know you're not that old. You're a young buck. So
I'm trying to think because I came out in 06. Yeah. So by then, I was out of there.
Yeah. Well, at the end of the day, the money's been there. It was packaged as summer youth employment program. And so we've tried to take a different spin on it in today's time because young people are doing stuff.
Yeah.
They're getting money some kind of way, right? So at the end of the day, this can just add to it and give you some exposure to maybe fulfilling some future dreams that you might have in terms of starting your own business, entrepreneurship, or just career exploration. I wonder, do I really like this? Should I give it a try? Is this a place where I feel comfortable, this type of work? So we have the ability to do that and be very intentional about how we do it for each individual person.
For sure. Do you have any, off the top of the head, like, I would say, significant success stories with any of the youth that came through the program?
Absolutely. we go back years, but more recently, we had youth that come into the program, and I don't want to use names, of course, but
for sure,
go through the 6 weeks, end up getting hired in a position in a child care field that they had an interest in doing. Hopefully, at some point, her aspirations were to own her own childcare facility. And she's That's getting great. The tutelage and the mentorship she needs in order to get that done while working and making a good living right now. So that's can be typical of what you might see for somebody that comes through our program with Aspire, getting hired on and learning about the field that you want to actually be involved in. Those are, and again, it's only been a couple of years, but she's been working there for the last year and doing well. And the goal is to get people that follow that track, you know, get hired in, check it out. I haven't had any budding entrepreneurs yet, but
for sure,
we're keeping close tabs of people.
Yeah. So while they remain in that age range, are they able to come back and do it again? If they were 19 when they did it, can they come back and do it again when they 20? Do they get another shot at it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Every summer is a new summer. April 1st through December 31st, or honestly, April 1st through October 31st is the window. Each year you can come and participate over and over again, and as long as the funding is there.
For sure, for sure. So what advice would you give to somebody who is considering applying for the program, giving it a shot, trying to get down with the family?
Real simple, go to verge.work/aspire, apply. If you have questions, you can call us, area code 216-202-3737, extension 710, and just hit zero. You can even text that number. Hey, my name is Bill. I'm interested in Aspire. Can someone call me and give me some more information? There are a bunch of different ways, but just contact us and reach out. Let us talk you through it. So I can understand how it would be a situation where I don't know much about this program. I'd love to learn more. I don't know how it fits what I want to do. Call, and let's see if we can make it happen. That's the most important thing. Again, it's very seldom you have an opportunity to have it customized for you.
That's true.
In 2009, 2010, I had to get 1,200 people in. I was just running them through. Whatever job that was in your vicinity, I was sending you to.
For sure.
Whatever it was, whether you liked it or not, this is what you're going to do. Today, I'm trying to get 200 young people through. I can actually touch and have a conversation with every single one of them.
That's much more reasonable by comparison. Well, I mean, it's like it's great when you can do something for a mass quantity of people, especially a community of people who are, you know, in need. But you definitely lose that personalized touch when you have to deal with the masses by comparison. You definitely lose that ability to individualize that experience. And that's necessary, too, because when people just feel like a number, the experience is usually not that great.
Never had that working with us. I want to hear what you have to say. I want you to challenge us. I want you to tell us how you feel about the world and where you see yourself in it.
For sure.
And hopefully we can have some productive dialogue to help you take a step towards that. And even if it's, you know, something great that requires post-secondary education, again, college or whatever, we can help you in that respect as well. It doesn't necessarily matter. We're going to help you take a step.
For sure. I off the top of my head, if somebody had the passion for it or the interest in it, I don't know if this is like being in the NBA and sports betting, but like, are y'all a work site? Could somebody come and learn about workforce development, or could they get in the program and work directly with Verge?
Absolutely. We could do it. We have a great infrastructure. I got a guy named Eric Ross that works closely with me.
For sure. I heard
love to have some young people under his wing so he could teach them all the ways of the Jedi, if you will.
But, yeah.
Absolutely. We could definitely be a work site if they had the interest in it. Yes, sir.
That's great. So I guess, you know, when it was 1,200 and it was just, hey, this close to you, go. I'm sure that was a very different experience by comparison to trying to get 200, customize it, personalize it. So now, could you give an example of what a day could look like for somebody working with Verge now?
Let's go from the moment they submit the application. Let's take it from there. Application submitted, you'll get a call. There are some requirements and documentation you have to provide in order for us to get you to the program because it is funded by the county. Mm-hmm. So we have to make sure all of our I's are dotted and T's are crossed.
For sure.
That. So, you know, driver's license, all that kind of stuff. We need all that information or ID. Once we get you processed and you are eligible for the program, now we have the conversation about where you want to work. Geographically, where should you be? Where can you get to? Do you have a car? Are you on the bus? All those things factor in. What do you want to do? Where do you see yourself working? We kind of go through all of those things. Once we have a good handle on it, we have orientation, which you either come to our office or we've had some off-site orientations as well. Mm-hmm. Used Cleveland State a couple times to have. We have big groups, but we also actually having meetings and recruitment events at different places throughout the city. So once you meet us there, we'll do orientation. You fill out your paperwork, i.e. the tax information for payroll, all that kind of stuff, go through the program. And once we get that done, now it's time to go to your work site. And that usually happens within the next, 3 to 5 days. Mm-hmm. Try to start on Mondays. You show up to work. You have 20 hours a week. It can be 4 hours, 5 days a week. It can be 6 hours, and then 1 3-hour shift.
For sure.
We have the flexibility to be able to make it whatever works for mm-hmm. a young person.
Gotcha.
That's going through. They go to work. They learn. We check on them. We go out to the work sites and see how they're doing. Address any concerns or take any statements of how great we're doing,
for sure.
How great it is. And then make sure that when they transition after 6 weeks, that if they want additional support, we're there for them.
Got you. That's a major thing. And that also matters from the perspective of it's not just that we want to get you signed up, get you through, and then send you on about your way. And then never look to you again. Like, all right, we got you. We got the number we needed. Go ahead. It's not that. That's important to really, if any type of inclusion, to feel included from the perspective of just not, like I said, not being a number. Right. And actually mattering. If you need the support, if you need the help, if, hey, listen, this one was cool, but it didn't really provide me what I needed. Right. You know what I mean? To say, all right, I'm still a little lost, that they can still reach out to y'all. That's important.
Yeah, I think for us, it's about relationship building. Now, truthfully, this program is a short-term program. We're talking about from application to starting work can be within 2 to 3 weeks, mm-hmm. maybe even less if we catch the right wave.
Right.
6 weeks later.
You out of there.
You're out of there. Our goal when we have an orientation and during the process is to build a rapport with the people that are coming through Aspire. We want you to know that we're here for more.
Definitely.
We want you to be comfortable with asking for help.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the young people don't like to ask for help for some reason. They figure Google can figure it all out for them. I don't know what it is, but we're here from beginning stages all the way through 6 weeks and beyond. And we make sure we let you know that throughout the process and what we can do for you to help you in the future.
Absolutely.
So sometimes creating the vision, you might not even understand how Verge can play a role in my future. But then 6 weeks later, you're like, hey, I found a job opportunity and I need my resume updated. Who's going to help me? Well, you just went through our program. We're here for that.
Right.
Oh, man, that was great. I enjoyed the working experience with you guys. Actually, I didn't necessarily like that, but I saw something else I really want to get into, and I'd like to work in that field. Can you guys offer any job placement assistance? Absolutely, we can. just have to ask and say. And usually we ask you first.
For sure.
Just speak up.
Got you. Right. That's necessary. That's necessary. So 18 to 24, you got a 6-week opportunity. And that's just the beginning for you to be able to get your feet wet. If you're interested in owning your own business, with that, you can learn and get real inside information to how that business could work for you. If you're not interested in that and you just want to work, you can go pick a place that is something that you're actually interested in, and get the opportunity there. You body it. You do your job well. It might turn into a permanent thing. So it's just a lot of opportunity there that if you go in there and handle your business, it can really be something for you.
The cool thing about it is one of those situations where there's going to be growth. It's up to you what direction you want to go and how you want to use it.
Exactly.
Everything is there for you to have an experience that can be meaningful in your life beyond just 6 weeks and $1,800.
Right.
Everything's set up for that. Even if the assignment ends up being short term, you have no idea what you like. Hey, just give me a job, and you go and take it. During those 6 weeks, you might figure out some things in your world that have changed. You might say, you know what? I think I'd like to try this next. Or I might to get a job here. You're in a place where you can get assistance to do it. And we're really good at helping people find work.
For sure. Personally, for you, what has been your personal highlight, the best thing about this experience for you, 11 years in? Oh, wow.
So, that's interesting. I would say this. When I worked for a different company, they invested in this specialized training that's supposed to help you reach your potential. Yeah, it was almost like one of those corporate things where you, you know, fall back and everybody catch you. It was like a, one of those type of events. But it was a little bit more really focused on your mind, how it works. And I learned a lot that day. Those days, I think it might have been like a 4 or 5 day workshop, right? The things I learned in that workshop are the foundational pieces to Verge and ultimately Aspire. We asked the question, what if there's a different way of looking at things? What if the things you've been experienced, you've been exposed to, your experiences, the way you were raised and conditioned, what if that limits your, you from reaching your potential some kind of way? What if it does? And we take that philosophy, we're just trying to open up the idea of, you know, there could be different ways to grow and learn, and your potential could be great and infinite. And you don't even know because of how you see yourself, your self-image, right? We've been able to take that, infuse that into our programs and our trainings and really open people up to ideas that they never imagined before coming in contact with Verge. That's been, to me, the biggest success.
For sure.
Because, you know, just making the world look different for people, allowing them the opportunity to do it on their own, to see things through different lenses, and they grow quickly and happily and experience success, it's crazy to watch.
Yeah, to be a part of that, to be able to say, I have my hands in that. And I feel like, I feel like you got to be a crazy person to not be able to be happy with positively impacting somebody's life. Like, that's a, you know what I'm saying? That's a powerful thing to be able to be a part of, you know, the catalyst to, like, push somebody into their greatness. It's really, really, that's a crazy experience in itself. We got more episodes to come, so we got more to talk about, of course, but let's wrap this one up with what is immediately on the agenda. What's the next thing right now happening for Verge and the Aspire program?
We're looking for them. 18 and 24.
Hey.
www.verge.work. /Aspire. Sign up. Give us the opportunity to meet you. We're actually going to be doing some workshops. One for start your own business /entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. One for intro to podcasting 101.
Yes, sir.
That you're going to participate in, hopefully.
Right? Oh, no, I'm all over it.
Right?
And I got you.
We want to help you figure out what's next. Give you an opportunity to experience some different things, to learn some things, to get real information so that you can take a next step. And hopefully you'll be working with us.
Well, you heard it here first from the man himself. Listen, hit the site, verge.work/aspire. Apply if you're 18 to 24. If you know somebody 18 to 24, you got somebody about to turn 18. Look. Whatever it is, if they in that pocket, we understand that that window is getting either booted out to college or left playing video games in their mom's basement. We don't want them doing that. And the other option is out here in the streets doing something that we don't want happening either. With that said, verge.work/aspire. Let's get them applied. Let's see what we can do. Get y'all working with us. That's going to wrap it up for episode one of Aspire the Podcast. I have been your host of this thing. I go by the name of Watts, and we have sat here with
Sean Woods. Verge.
All right, man, we'll catch y'all on the next one of these things. Make sure y'all tap in, tune in, follow, like, share, subscribe, all those cool words that the millennials and zennials say. We'll holler at y'all.